Ali, Ya Ali, you will get the sawab, you will get the reward, and your problem will be solved. Allah. Ya Ali is Ismul A'adham. And today, inshallah, if you had time, recite 1,000 times Ya Ali, or 12,000 times, or at least 16 or 3 times, but with the depth of your heart, with khulus. Really a question from everybody. How many of us really have done khatme Ya Ali? There's a special khatma, as we say khatme Quran. We have khatma for Ya Ali at 12,000 times. And there are many other lovely points about this. But the point I wanted to mention, Quran and Ali alike each other, there's no doubt. But if you repeat the word Quran, 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 you will not get any sawab, any reward, no. But if you just repeat the word Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, you will get the reward, you will get the sawab, and your problem will be solved. This is the main point. If you have any problem, go. Recite Ya Ali 12,000 times today in the Haram of Bibi Masuma, inshallah, and you will, inshallah, see that your problem is solved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show to the people of the world that Ali is not an ordinary person. That's what Allah wanted, Ali to be born in Kaaba. But he wears that sharaf in Sa'adat, but Kaaba is not in Masjid Sa'adat. Do you know anyone except Ali whose complete life is between two houses of God, Kaaba and Masjid? No. Allah wanted Ali to be born in Kaaba. He did not let St. Mary to be born in Bayt al-Muqaddas. He said, this is not hospital, go somewhere else. But for Ali ibn Abi Talib, he invited Fatima bint al-Asad, come on. Okay, not many. Ali ibn Abi Talib is Muslim, he has many enemies. The enemies of Imam Ali say, oh no. The mother of Ali ibn Abi Talib, Fatima bint al-Asad, went by herself. She had no invitation. But there's a lovely poem in Urdu. I'll translate in English. I believe most of you understand Urdu. The poem says, Hayrat mein Fatima hai, andar kidhar se jaaye. Hayrat mein Fatima hai, andar, andar kidhar se jaaye. Boli diwaare Kaaba bibi kidhar se aaye. Hayrat mein Fatima hai, andar kidhar se jaaye. Boli diwaare Kaaba bibi kidhar se aaye. Ghairon ke waaste hai. तो दर से आए लेकिन जो अहले बैत है चाहे जिधर से आए. This poet is actually giving a reply to those objectors, those who say that no, she went by herself. If Bibi Fatima bint al-Asad would have gone by door from the door, yes, they might have some chance to object. She went by herself. But Allah said, no, no, Fatima bint al-Asad, you are my special guest. All the people come from the door, but I will do something that the wall becomes door for you. If Bibi Fatima bint al-Asad would have gone from the door, yes, there was a chance to object. Oh, she went by herself. But she didn't go from the door. The wall became door, saying, come on, Bibi Fatima, you have a special invitation card. Ali ibn Abi Talib. Kaaba and Ali. Again, like Quran and Ali. Prophet peace be upon him said, Ya Ali, mathaluka mathalul Kaaba. Ya Ali, mathaluka mathalul Kaaba. You know what's the difference between mathal and mithl? You should just recite the ahadith and say, oh, Ya Ali, mathaluka mathalul Kaaba. Ya Ali, you are like Kaaba. Yeah, this is the translation. But there's a lovely difference between mithl and mathal. What is mithl? If we translate in English, maybe we just say, or Urdu, jaise, like, misle. But in Arabic, there's a lovely difference. Mathal and mithl. What is mithl? Mithl ma takafa bin dhat, mathal ma takafa fi sifat. Mithl means two things are equal in essence. And method, two things equal in attributes. That's why we have verse, hadith, narrations about Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ.
ليس كمثله, not ليس كمثله, ليس كمثله شيء. There's no one, nothing equal in essence with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have وَلَهُ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Allah has some great personalities who have same attributes like Allah. He doesn't, Allah doesn't have mithal, but Allah has mathal. Who are mathal? Ali ibn Abi Talib. So mithal equal in essence, mathal equal in attributes. And in this hadith, Prophet said, Ya Ali, mathaluka mathalul ka'ba. Not mithaluka, mathaluka. Ya Ali, your attributes, Ka'ba's attributes, Ka'ba's attributes, your attributes are same. Now let's see what are the attributes of Ka'ba. What are the attributes of Ka'ba? All the Muslims of the world, when they perform prayers, they have to face towards Ka'ba. Right? If you want to pray, if you want to perform namaz, salah, prayers, you have to face your face towards Ka'ba. If you don't face your face towards Kaaba, your prayers are invalid. Your prayers are not accepted, rejected. If any Muslim, no matter Shia, Sunni, Brahmin, Hanafi, Shafi, any Muslim, when he's praying, if he doesn't face it, his face towards Kaaba, his prayers are invalid. Everybody says this? Right? Ali and Kaaba has the same attribute. If you pray without facing your face towards Kaaba, your prayers are invalid. Ya Ali mathaluka mathalul Kaaba. Similarly, if you pray, if you perform prayers without facing your heart towards Ali ibn Abi Talib, your prayers are invalid. Your heart means if you pray without love of Ali ibn Abi Talib. If you pray with hatred in your heart for Ali ibn Abi Talib. I'm not saying this, Prophet himself is saying, Ya Ali, mughithuka munafiq. The one who doesn't love you, the one who hates you, is hypocrite, is munafiq. Munafiq's prayers are not accepted. And the lovely poem in Farsi, Be dushmane Ali begu, namaz shor raha kune, namaz bi viraya u, ibadatis bi wuzu. Lord, challenge to the enemy of Ali ibn Abi Talib, leave your prayers. You hate Ali ibn Abi Talib, you are enemy of Ali ibn Abi Talib, you don't love Ali ibn Abi Talib, and you pray thousands, millions, billions, trillions, rak'at of namaz. Don't pray, leave your prayers, O enemy of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Why? Because a namaz, a salah, a prayer without wudu is invalid. If you pray millions, trillions, rak'at of namaz without wudu, it's not accepted. Similarly, if you pray without love of Ali ibn Abi Talib, prayers are rejected. There are several hadith. We don't have time, I think we just have 10 minutes. Several hadith informing us. Prophet himself, verses of Holy Quran informing us, with all of Ali ibn Abi Talib, then your prayers are not accepted. So attributes of Kaaba and attributes of Ali ibn Talib. Ya Ali mathaluka mathalul Kaaba. Okay? If you don't pray facing your face towards Kaaba, your prayers are invalid. If you don't pray, if you pray without facing your heart to Ali ibn Abi Talib, again, your prayers are invalid. So you have to have Ali ibn Abi Talib in your heart. The second attribute of Kaaba. Kaaba never goes to people. People come to Kaaba. Many people ask this question, why Ali ibn Abi Talib did not go to Saqifa for Khilafah? Ali ibn Abi Talib never goes for Khilafah to Saqifa. Rather, the Khilafah comes to Ali ibn Abi Talib. It's a lovely point, I don't want to expand it here. Attributes of Kaaba and Ali ibn Abi Talib. When people go to Kaaba, they become Haji Sahab. Al-Hajj, Hajj Allah. In Persian, they call everyone Hajj Allah, even if he goes to Hajj, no. But usually, in Pakistan and other countries, oh, he's Haji Sahib. Why? Because he's going to Kaaba. Ya Ali, mathaluka mathalul Kaaba. If you go to Ali ibn Abi Talib, your status and rank increases so much that ahadiths are informing us the Zahir who's come from Haram of Imam Hussein, Haram of Imam Ali, Haram of Ahlul Bayt, for 3 days looking towards that Zahir is equal to the Ziyarat of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, to the Ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So when you go to Kaaba, you are respected. When you go to Imam Ali, you are respected and your problem is solved. Allah. I recited 2 hadiths. I'll recite 7 more hadiths and at the end a lovely result. And if we had time to recite a lovely poem, inshaAllah. You heard the hadith, Ali ma'al Qur'an wa Qur'an ma'al Ali, ya Ali mathalun ka mathalun ka'al. Prophet, peace be upon him, said, An-nazaru ila al-ka'bati ibadah. You want to worship? Yes. Just look towards Kaaba. It's ibadah. Then the Prophet said, An-nazaru ila al-alimi ibadah. Looking towards the alim, scholar is worship. MashaAllah, I'm doing the worship. I'm looking towards so many scholars here. Again, the Prophet said, An-nazaru ila al-mushafi ibadah. Looking towards Quran is ibadah, worship. Again, the Prophet said, An-nazaru ila al-walidi ibadah. Looking towards the father, ibadah. 4 hadiths, right? Now listen to 4 more hadiths. Allahu Akbar. An-nazaru ila al-ka'bati ibadah. Looking towards Kaaba is worship. Ya Ali, mathaluka mathalu al-ka'ba. Ya Ali, you are like Kaaba. Another ila al-alim ibadah. Ana madinatu al-ilm wa aliyun ma'a. Another ila al-mushaf ibadah. Aliyun ma'a al-Qur'an wa al-Qur'an ma'a Ali. Another ila al-walid ibadah. Ana wa Ali abawa hadhihi al-ummah. I don't need the translation of all of these scholars. When the Prophet is saying, looking towards Kaaba is ibadah, he's saying Ali is like Kaaba, Kaaba is like Ali. When the Prophet is saying, another ila al-alim ibadah, Prophet is saying, I am the city of knowledge and Ali is his gate. When the Prophet is saying, another ila al-mushaf ibadah, looking towards Quran is worship, Prophet is saying at the same time, Quran is with Ali, Ali is with Quran. When the Prophet is saying, another ila al-walid ibadah, at the same time, Prophet is saying, I and Ali are the fathers of this ummah, this nation. But the last lovely hadith, Aisha says, I saw my dad, Abu Bakr, is looking towards Ali ibn Abi Talib. I asked my dad, Dad, why do you every time look towards Ali ibn Abi Talib? Abu Bakr said, did you hear the hadith from Prophet, peace be upon him? Prophet said, An-nazaru ila wajhi aliyyin ibadah. Allahu Akbar. What's the result? There are 4 worships. Looking towards Kaaba, looking towards Alim, looking towards Quran, looking towards your father. And the last hadith, An-nazaru ila wajhi aliyyin ibadah. Actually, Prophet is saying, if you want to perform 4 worships separately, go and look towards Kaaba, go and look towards Al-Alim, go and look towards your father, go and look towards the Quran. But if you want to do all the worship together, another ila wajhi aliyyin ibadah, go and look towards Ali ibn Abi Talib. Sadaqa Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. There are lovely points about birth of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib in Kaaba. Many points. I'll just mention one of them because time is limited. Imam was born inside Kaaba, right? 3 days, 3 nights they were in the Kaaba, the month and the sun. The doors were closed, nobody was going in, nobody was coming out. Of course, for 3 days they need food, they need water, they need something. Who's giving food? The first answer, everybody will say Allah. But there's a question. I was asked this question, and of course, you know, many people ask this question. They say that Allah has a law, He has some rules. Okay? Okay? Like 2 plus 2 is 4. Okay? Everybody says this. Nobody says 2 plus 2 is 5.
No.
Every time there are some rules, universal rules, unbreakable rules. And some of those rules are rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of them is that Allah never gives anything to anyone for free. First you have to perform something and then get a reward. Even a minor thing. Like you have at least just say subhanAllah and you get 3 trees in paradise. Right? You have to do something, you have to perform. First performance and then a reward. People ask, why did Allah select Ahlul Bayt as infallibles, masumun, masumin? Why did Allah make them? What did they do? Why did Allah not select me? People ask, I'm not asking this question, to be masum. Why did Allah select Ahlul Bayt, 40 masumin, 40 infallibles, 12 imam, to be masum? Or what did they do? It's a wide subject. I'm not going to go in that subject. This question is usually asked. What did Ahlul Bayt do that Allah give them this status? What did Fatima bint al-Asad and Ali ibn Abi Talib do that Allah is sending food from paradise for them? What did they perform that they got this reward? If you ask from Allah, Allah will say, Fatima bint al-Asad has done a great job. She has upbraided my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she had a good performance and we gave her this reward. The question can come, okay, Fatima bint al-Asad did a great job, she upbrought Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but what about this little child, newborn child? What did he do? The answer will come, well, look at the history. Who helped Adam? Who helped Noah? Who helped Ibrahim? Who helped Isa? And I brought Bible to recite a few verses from Bible that the one who helped all these great prophets was Ali ibn Abi Talib. Salat Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. It's Arabic Bible, I'm sorry, I'll just translate it in English. You can write down the verses, Matthew 17, verse 3, 4, 10, 12. These verses are informing, وَإِذَا مُوسَى وَأَيَّا قَدْ زَهَرَ لَهُمَا يَتَكَلَّمَانِ مَعَهُ, showing that Elia was in the time of Musa. إن إليا ينبغي أن يأتي أولا إن إليا يأتي أولا ويرد كل شيء إن إليا قد جاء ولم يعرفه. I'm just reciting Matthew 27, verses 49 and 50, I think, 47 to 49. ومن الساعة السادسة كانت ظلمة على كل الأرض إلى الساعة التاسعة ونحو الساعة التاسعة صرخ يسوع بصوت عظيم قائلا إلي إلي لما شبقتني. There are many other verses. I just recited a few verses from Matthew. These verses are informing that Ali had a great performance. You're asking, what did Ali do? That Allah selected him as infallible. You're asking, what did Ali do? That Allah has given him food, sending food for him in Kaaba, inside Kaaba. Ali is the helper of all the prophets. These verses are showing that he was in the time of Musa. He was in the time of Isa. He was in the time of all of the prophets. Lovely poem in Arabic. مَا كَنَا عِيسَى وَالْكَلِيمِ وَلَا الْخَلِيلُ الْمَعْتَبَرُ سِرًّا بِهِ تَأَيَّدُوا إِنْ إِسْتَجَارُهُ نَصَرُ مُذْ رَآهُ آدَمُ فِي صُلْبِهِ نُورًا شَكَرُ فَاسْتَغْفَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ لَوْلَا عَلِيٌّ مَا غَفَرُ أَيُّوبُ لَوْلَا حَيْدَرٌ عَلَى بَلَاءٍ مَا صَبَرُ وَفُلْكُ نُوحٍ بِإِسْمِهِ صَارَ بِأَمْنٍ وَاسْتَقَرُ وَالْخَاتَمُ الَّذِي نَالَ بِهِ سُلَيْمَانُ الْغَفَرُ عَيْنٌ وَيَاءٌ نَحْشُهُمَا وَصْفُهُمَا لَهُ الْقَدْرِ. I don't want to translate all the poetry. The summary of this poetry is that from Adam to Khatam, all the prophets, whenever they had any problem, whenever they faced any calamity, difficulty, the only helper was Ali. Ali. Really, Ali is a great helper. Great helper. I don't have enough time. If I had time, I would have quoted a few lovely stories of those people who were not even Muslims, Christians, Jews, Hindus, and Ali is helping them. That's why I said, I love you, scholars. When you go to your countries, really try to create the love of Ali in the hearts of your children. I think I was supposed to finish 8:15. We have 7 minutes.